أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوهم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها. And in this ruku, so far Allah has explained two types of the munafiq, the hypocrite groups. Here now Allah explains the third type, and this was really referring to two Arab tribes. One was the tribe of Ghitfan, and the other tribe was the tribe of Asad. These people's nature was that when they met with the Muslims, they wanted to keep peace with them. So they behaved and spoke in their favor as though we are part of you. And when they went and met with the other people who are the enemies of Islam, and they spoke like them. In other words, they wanted to keep the peace with everyone. And that is also exactly what many people want to do today. Those people who support the true original Islam, when they meet with those people, then they also behave like them. And then when those people who are following modern westernized Islam, when they meet with them, then they speak like them also. And that is the definition of a munafiq which has come in the hadith. That when you meet with one group of people, you talk, you socialize with them, you act as though you are part of them. And when you meet with the opposite people, who have got the opposite views, then you talk like those people. So today this is called peace with everyone. We keep peace with these people also, peace with the opposite people also. And it is also called unity, that we stay united. With these people also we are united, with the other people also. But according to deen and shariat, a person must be only on the truth, he can't be with the falsehood also. You are either, you can't be both sides, with Rahman, with Allah and with Shaitan also. And you can't be on Haq and you can't be on Batil at the same time. You have to be on one side, you can't be on two sides. So Allah Ta'ala explains this situation which Allah knew will arise all the time amongst people. But in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, it was the tribe of Ghitfan and Asad that were like that. So Allah Ta'ala says, Satajiduna Akharina. Abtum dekhoge ke ek aur qoum ko. You will find there is another type of group also. Yeah, the third group which Allah is referring to. Yuriduna ay ya'manukum wa ya'manu qawmahum. Chahte hai ke aman mein rahe tum se bhi aur apne qawm se bhi. They want to be at peace with you also, with the Muslims and the teachings of Islam, etc. And they want to be at peace with their own people who are idol worshippers, who are doing the wrong thing, but they want to be at peace with them also. Kullama ruddu ilal fitnati urkisu fiha. Jab kabhi lautaye jaate hain, wo fasad ki taraf, to uski taraf laut jaate hain. And whenever they are returned, they are called towards fitna, towards fighting the Muslims, then immediately they are ready. Like that they want to keep peace. But whenever the fitna and the evil comes up, then they support the evil. Just like today people want to keep with both sides. But when all the modern, westernized and the new things of deen come up, then they support that group. فَإِلَّمْ يَعْتَزِلُوكُمْ وَيُلْقُوا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ. پھر اگر وہ تم سے یکسو نہ رہے اور نہ پیش کرے. Then if they don't stay away from harming you and they don't go forward in fighting against you, وَيُلْقُوا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ اور نہ پیش کرے تم پر صلح, and they don't want to make peace with you, وَيَكُفُوا عَيْدِيَهُمْ اور اپنے ہاتھ نہ روکے, and they don't hold back of fighting against you. In other words, they want to keep peace, but when the opportunity comes to fight you, then they want to fight you. So for these people, the command of Allah Ta'ala is, فَخُذُوهُمْ وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. تو ان کو پکرو اور مار ڈالو جہاں پاؤو. Then such people, arrest them, take them as prisoners. And if they don't make tawbah, then kill them wherever you might find them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ جَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ مُبِينًا, اور ان پر ہم نے تم کو دی ہے کھلی سند. And against such people, we have given you an open license that you fight them. These people who are the enemies of Islam, who are hypocrites, the snake in the grass, who are the enemies from inside, whom show that they are friends of the Muslims, but really they are the enemies of Islam. They do all the wrong things. They don't follow the true Islam of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They want to follow a modern Islam, Islam that comes from the United Nations or from the United States. That kind of Islam they want to follow. So for such people, we must never socialize with them, befriend them. And we must be on guard that they must not distort and destroy our iman which we have in Allah and His Rasul, the true and original Islam. So the Quran Sharif has given us guidance till the day of Qiyamah, of whatever situations might arise. If we have any doubt in any matter, let us just refer it back to the Quran and the Hadith, and then we will get our solution. We don't have to be parishan that what must we do, what is this matter. Everything is in the Quran Sharif and in the Hadith Sharif. May Allah let us turn to Quran and Hadith, learn our lessons and live accordingly. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.